Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Welcome, everybody. Excited to jump in. I have high hopes for this one. We get feedback all the time around how on God's green earth do I get and keep customers? If it's customers and employees, that seems to be like the biggest thing. So today we are going to jump right into the deep end of how to get customers for your cleaning companies. The problem that I hear from you guys, you gals, you owners of cleaning companies day in, day out is I do not have a scalable, repeatable, dependable way to get my customers, right? A lot of us, I'm not saying none of you have customers. It's just I have really good months and it's awesome. And then I have terrible months and I don't know how to repeat it. I don't know how to get the good customers or the good months. Or yeah, there's all sorts of things in terms of I have good months, but I don't know how to have good months in a row, or I have good weeks and bad weeks. I don't know, like, I've done something right, but I don't know what it is and I can't make it happen again. And even the customers that I get, maybe they're not the right customers. I'm attracting a bunch of knuckleheads. That seems to drive people nuts. And the reality of the situation is the more opportunities we have to bid, the more leads, the more prospects we have, the easier it is. I got to tell you, nothing is more frustrating than when you get one good bid a month or every couple of weeks, or God forbid, every 3 months. It's just almost impossible to do a good job, right? Because you're so desperate to get that job, you can't do fun things like, how can I help make your life better? How can I serve you? How can I really understand your problem and solve it, which is what needs to happen. So we'll talk about how to close the bids once we get them in another episode. But today we're going to talk about how to get people to call you, how to get the right people to call you. And just one of the cool benefits is once you get them to call you and you got more of them coming to you than you have time to serve, you can really move out of how do I get in your pocket? How do I get your money and move into how can I serve you at a deeper level? How can I make your life better? How can I really understand where you're at and what you need and solve it? And I got to tell you, the funny thing is, paradoxically, that's when the money comes, right? The more we try to get money, the more we struggle. The more we try and serve and help people and are free to do that because we have so many freaking leads, we're not tied to anybody, the more we're able to serve. That said, Miranda is in the house. Good morning to you. Actually, Miranda is our, I'm going to say it wrong, Curacao friend. All I know, she lives in a much more beautiful place than I do because she sent me pictures, which makes me hate her. She's actually one of our Clean Profit program members, and I'm afraid she's going to end up costing me money because my wife's going to fall in love with her island and we're going to have to fly out there.
That is very true.
Love Miranda. She's such a sweetie and so bright. Thomas and Kristen, I was just talking about you guys the other day to our Millionaire Mastermind folks. We've got our event coming up, and Kerm is in there, and he was at an event with these guys, and I was like, I just miss you guys. I remember what a great time we had and miss you guys. So Miranda's laughing at me, and then she spelled it. I know how to spell it, Miranda. I don't know how to say it, so I'm not going to even try to. Okay, it's either Curacao, Curacao. Do you know how to say it, baby, so I don't sound completely stupid?
Is it Curacao?
Curacao. I'm going to go with Curacao. Miranda, give us the thumbs up if we're even close. Good morning, Lori Ann Bailey. Upshaw, you have too many names, Lori Ann Bailey Upshaw. Two to a customer. That's it. Derek Green, good to have you. All right, so let's jump into the cost of not being able to get customers of your cleaning business. The reality of it is the success of your entire business depends on this one thing. All of your dreams and goals associated with your business, if you don't know how to get customers, you are going to struggle. Curacao. She's yelling at me now. It's all in caps. I'm going to start getting exclamation points. All right, I'm going with Curacao. I know how to say Miranda. She is awesome. TJ's in the house. We got the whole family, man. I'm so glad to see you guys virtually. All right, so again, really, our business and the success thereof is hangs on this lever. If we know how to get customers, certainly we can get, obviously, employees. There's other troubles, but once we have that ability to get customers, It is, I don't want to say easy to grow, but oh my gosh, does it get so more, much more simpler. And we're unable to do this. You're stuck. You were never, ever, ever, ever going to be, Rhonda says perfectly pronounced. I'm a native now, although by the color of my skin, I don't think anyone's ever I don't think I'll ever be able to pass as a native. I don't look anything like those guys. I'm way too white and Irish. All right. So Curacao, we're coming for you. Anyway, so let's jump in about how to get clients, because if you can get this done, everything else just gets so much simpler in our world. Natalie, anything to add before we dive in?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have this misconception that they have to take anybody in the door. Like, okay, I'll just take this person and maybe it'll get better, or, you know, they'll really appreciate me at this price. And then when you aren't able to give them good service because they're paying you virtually nothing, then they get frustrated and they become this like thorn in your side, and they become your biggest problems. Like, your cheapest clients are always your biggest problems. They're always the ones that are complaining the most, always the ones that are canceling on you. But instead of learning your lesson, you're like, this person, you know, they want business, so I'm just going to take it and just take what I can get. And that's just as counterproductive as not having any clients at all.
Was literally talking about a corollary to this with the Millionaire Mastermind group yesterday, which is a lot of times we get our friends or family or someone that we know that wants a bid, and we skip the process, right? Hopefully you guys have a sales process that you use to convert them. And we're like, oh, it's a friend. Oh, it's a family. Oh, it's my kid's school. It's whatever. So I'm going to give them the special deal. And then we circumvent the process. But the problem is, either your process is the best process to serve the customer or it's not. If it's the best process, please, you know, I want to get my friends and family and people I know an even better experience. So the same goes with price, right? If you're like, oh, it's a friend and family, I'm going to give them a cheap price. The problem is, every time you have to go do the work, you're like, they're not paying enough, I don't have the resources. It just makes your life miserable. So we absolutely want to make sure, as much as we love folks, the more we love them, the more we want to serve them, charge enough, follow your process. And if your process is wrong, fix the process. But if your process is what's best for your company, it's going to be what's best for your customer, and you want to stick with it. So whether it's pricing or how you go through your bid process, whether it's a friend or someone you desperately want, do not skimp on the process. You're cheating first your customer, which ultimately cheats you. Deborah says, absolutely not worth it. Everyone always loves Natalie's talk. I'm going to just shut up sometimes and let her do it. But not today, chumps. You're stuck with me. Everyone got excited and hopeful, and it didn't happen. So this is the first thing I want to jump into, is something I'm constantly battling, and I want to just tell all of you at one time. Deborah's like, no special deals. Live through this the hard way. And I got to tell you, guys, gals, that is my favorite part about this job, is I know I look young and gorgeous, but I'm actually old and not that gorgeous. I've been doing this 20 years, and almost everything we teach is just crap I've done absolutely wrong, and love to share with you guys all of my mistakes so I can help you make smarter, better mistakes going forward. So the big issue that we get, that we want to make sure that we get rid of people, is if I just give my money to the right ad salesperson, the media, the Facebook guy, the direct mail guy, whoever's selling whatever crap they're selling online, the online lead guy, HomeAway, whatever, I'll be rich. That will be the easy button. The reality is, there is not an easy button, right? If we give our, and again, there's some great, I'm not knocking any of those things, but HomeAway has its strengths and its weaknesses. Facebook, same. Every media you can think of has its strengths and weaknesses. The reality is, it depends on who your customer is, what their pain is. If you're clear on how you can uniquely solve that pain and where they go to solve that pain, right? So the reality is, as long as we depend on, and my least favorite thing when I'm coaching is when I hear someone say, oh, we hired a advertising company, they're going to handle everything, right? Like, there's just this magic button that some other company, that not us, not the owners, is just going to be able to bring us enough of the right customers, scaled at a right price. They don't exist. I just got to tell you. So if you think you're going to solve your advertising problem, or your company growth problems, by subbing it out to somebody else, you've got Deborah's like, I've been there. I've made all those mistakes. #old person too. High five to my old friend. You can only join my half of the team. Deborah, my wife is still young and virile. I'm the only old one. So my wife and Christy, our VA, are old, and our mindset coach, Carl, and myself, they're young, me and Carl. So the ladies are all young and beautiful. Me and Carl, our mindset coach, are all old and, you know, know, slightly less handsome than we than our former glory. So we really got to make sure that we are taking responsibility first and foremost for the leads that come into our company. We certainly can't sub it out. We certainly can't pay somebody because one of two things is going to happen. Nine times out of eight, they can't do it, right? If they knew how to get all the leads, they would be doing it for themselves. The one time they can do it, they're going to charge you way too much, right? When we, you know, like we've got franchises, like just give you 20% or some ridiculous amount and we'll get you all the work that you need. Well, guess what? We coach to a 20% profit for their, so they're basically saying there's good and bad news about that. The bad news is if you're in that kind of a deal, you're kind of stuck, right? If you're paying 20% and there's 20% profit, there's nothing left for you. The difference is, the good news is you start going, oh my gosh, they're making really good money. You could reverse engineer that and go, maybe if I got excellent at getting leads for my company, I could make a lot of money, which is true. Peter Gay in the house. Oh my gosh. Sangamon Nuga Tuma Save. I'm not even close. Says, what's up, Cleaning Nation? What's up? Name who I can't pronounce. Nice to have you on. All right. Another thing that we run in. So the big solution there is don't get fooled by, I just give someone the right person, the right amount of money, my life will be great, because that is full of crap and not even close to being true. The truth is you have to take responsibility. And again, I wish I could tell you there's a magic easy button. Give me a bunch of money and I'll help you get customers. It's not the case. The only thing I can help you do is really understand and clarify who your customer is, what their pain is, how you uniquely solve it, right? A lot of people miss that. They just want to be like, you have dirty toilets, I have clean toilets. Or they want to believe the easy, you know, because again, I promise you, commercial, residential, ask your clients, what's your pain? They're going to go, my people miss stuff. They don't do a good job. They're too expensive. That is not their pain. No one just really, Prestige Shine, janitorial in the house, Shavonda in the house. Hey, good to see all of you. So we got to get good at really understanding their true pain, which has to do with them personally, right? Maybe I feel stupid when my cleaning company takes advantage of me. I feel unloved. I feel taken advantage of. I'm going to get fired. There's always a bigger, more on the commercial side. Generally, we don't fire residential husbands, don't fire wives for generally, I hope not, for hiring the wrong cleaning company or vice versa. So the key is don't get committed or false sense of belief that someone else is going to magically solve it, or just spending money on the problem will fix it. Hey, Michelle, good to have you. The reality is you need to know who your customer is, what their pain is, how you uniquely solve it, right? And you can't possibly know how you can uniquely solve their pain until you are intimately clear on what it is. And equally, if not more important, where they go to solve that pain, right? So if I'm advertising my services in a yoga class, well, if there's a bunch of owners of cleaning companies in there, I might have some luck. If not, it doesn't matter how compelling my message is, it's not going to work. The reverse is also true, right? If I go to where all of you guys are, say there's this, and actually I have that. There's my Facebook group. If you guys want to join our Facebook group, growmycleaningcompany.com/something. I have no idea.
Natalie, Facebook.
/Facebook. Okay. See, yeah. That's why I have the smart, good looking person on here. That's a great place that you guys all gather there. And I could put a message out there that wasn't of interest to you, and I can't help anybody. So you not only do you need to know who they are, what their pain is, you need to be able to communicate that pain to them as effectively and impactfully as possible, and you need to do it where they are. Deborah says you have to take responsibility. So true. Who's your customer? What's their pain? Preach it. Sangamon says Hallie's Cleaning Company Services. Sangamon, how come your name is so hard to say, but your company name is so easy? Hallie's Cleaning Services in Utah. You are so welcome to help you grow your cleaning company. I'm going to say sister, but I don't know if it's brother. I can't tell. I don't know if Sangamon's a male name or female name, but we are glad to have you and glad to be helping. All right, let's move on. Greetings from Nashville. Good to have you, David, in the house. Exciting. All right, so the next piece that we go, and this is cute. This is a killer for small business. I hear it way too often. I don't need to track all of my marketing. I kind of have an idea of what makes the phone ring. That is a great guy or gal raising their hand going, I have no idea what the heck I'm doing. So please, 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 no matter what you spend on advertising, we absolutely have to track it. And don't fall for there's no way to track it. In today's day and age, there is always a way. They're going to go to a landing page. You can make a specific landing page for that ad or that whatever you're spending. They can call your phone number, that you can have a specific phone for that. If they're going to email you, you can have an email. If there's going to be a form, no matter how they're going to contact you, you can absolutely make a way that you know who is contacting you. And please don't go, I just asked them and they all say from my website. The reality is somebody referred them and then they saw a Facebook ad and they heard your name for a fifth time somewhere else. And then they went to your website to get your phone number, and they just called instead of it's on the website, but that's not the reality. Sangaman says, I'm Samoan and my daughter's name is Hallie. I married a white girl. So I'm assuming if you married a white girl, spelled G-U-R-L, you are a fella. So welcome. Have to have you. And Laura keeps saying, I keep having to tell myself, I have to track that. Laura, you listen to Laura. You're a genius. Listen to you, Laura. You are right. You absolutely have to track that. So, so many people go, I don't have enough money to spend on marketing. What they really mean is I don't have enough money to waste on marketing. And TJ says tracking is the magic sauce. You are so correct, TJ. Well, actually, it's half the sauce. The first half is the tracking. The second half is looking at that data, knowing what to do with it. With that magic, no marketing money is waste, right? Even if it doesn't bring any leads or sales in, and you'll know if it brings any leads or sales in, as opposed to feeling like it brings leads or sales, you'll have data know definitively this worked, it didn't work, or it worked to this degree, I can tweak it. But without tracking, none of those decisions are even on the table. So if you feel like you can't afford to waste money in advertising that doesn't work, if you're not tracking, you're not even, we can't even, unless you've got money to burn, you're not eligible to do advertising. Bring the data, not the drama. I know I'm dealing with, there's going to be a problem on a call when I'm coaching someone and I say, how many leads did you get in the last week? And they start with, well, or anything other than a number is a problem. All right. What's up from She's Got the Muscle Cleaning Company in Philadelphia. You guys have to get their most ridiculous. I want to hire them just to see who shows up. I don't know if you guys serve Phoenix, but all right. The next thing is, here's another killer on the marketing that'll suck the money right out of your wallet. Just like a vacuum. I need to, see wordplay, vacuum cleaning. So I forget it. I think that joke sucked the life out of my wife's spirit.
Just stop.
Okay. Stick to growing a company. Leave the comedy to people that are funny. All right. I need to build a brand or get my name out there. That is the cry of someone who's unwilling or unable to track or doesn't want to write good copy or effective marketing. So someone that sucks at marketing is going to tell you, we just need to get your name out there, because that means that you can't track them, right? We need to do things that we can track. And the way that we do that is with direct response marketing. I give a call to action. Click here. Download this, opt in for that, give me your email address, call us now, go to this website, join this Facebook group, sign up for my event, whatever the case may be, there's got to be a call to action and it must be tracked. We cannot track branding. And if you're Coca-Cola and have a budget of $100 million, go get them. If you're a cleaning company under $50 million in revenue, we do not need branding advertising. We need direct response advertising. Oh, Michelle says, most of my customers come from word of mouth. I was going to talk about that. Let's do it now. She says, tips to get people talking. Well, first of all, we'll do a whole different podcast or broadcast on that. And maybe Natalie, type that down, how to create a referral system or supercharge your word of mouth. We'll do that another time. But the trick of the deal is, word of mouth is great. It's one of my favorite client attraction methods. So go get them, Michelle and Deborah. The problem with that is it is not scalable, it's not repeatable, and is not dependable. That's a perfect example of folks that sometimes you get a week where we get like 3 or 4 or 5 leads. It's great. And then you go 3 weeks or 4 weeks or a month with nothing. So as a piece of your marketing puzzle, word of mouth marketing referrals are fantastic. As your entire marketing puzzle, you got yourself a problem. If you just want to be a couple $100,000 a year, great. You can, it's still not scalable, still not dependable, but you can get there. If you want to be $1 million or really grow, that needs to be part of your tool bag, not your entire and only lonely tool in your bag, if that makes sense. So love word of mouth. Hate word of mouth is all I need, or all I do is word of mouth. When people brag, I don't spend any money on growing my company. How big are you? I do 22,000. Well, great. If that's what you're happy with, then keep going. If you want to be a $1 million company, that's crazy talk. All right, cool. Natalie, what am I missing before we go on? I feel like I've been ranting pretty good here, and I want to make sure you get a word in.
Well, you just went kind of past when you were talking about the building the brand thing. I hear that a lot as well. And I think a lot of people miss that distinction. Like, well, I don't understand why it wouldn't work. And it's like, well, because those companies are marketing to multiple countries and multiple people. And with Coca-Cola, it's not like you're solving a pain with a brand, right? There's Coke and there's Pepsi, but it's not like somebody's like, Pepsi makes my mouth break out into hives. I must have something else. And then Coca-Cola goes out and says it. They're just letting you choose a product that's out there that doesn't solve a pain. But with cleaning, you are solving a specific pain. So you don't need to get your brand out there. Right. You should be solving a specific pain, but you're not, somebody isn't going to choose one cleaning company over another based on like how cool their their TV commercials are, they're going to be making that decision based on, can this person actually solve my pain?
Perfect. The one thing in the feedback, the comments, we've got local Facebook pages are great. Try to sign up for every home service website you can. Those are fine. Nothing wrong with those. But that goes back to the beginning. We're trying to just hope if I sign up for another crap, other people will bring me my business. So I'm not saying don't do those things. That's fine. I'm saying, no one's talking. What is your customer's pain, right? Just signing up for a home service website just puts you on the same page with 20 other people. And when there's lack of any other information, people make a decision based on price. Those are not the customers that we want. So it's fine to, again, you're going back to media. What media should we use? Should we use Facebook? Should we use this? Home Advisor is good. Home Advisor is bad. Local Facebook is good. No, it's not. Google AdWords is good. No, it's that. We're on the wrong page. The right page is what pain does your customer have? How do you solve it? Where do they go to solve it? And how can you start that conversation? We want to build a relationship with them. Just what I'm doing with you guys, right? I'm building a relationship with you guys. I'm hopefully giving you value as we go and building this relationship. And I've got my own stuff, right? So Facebook doesn't own this broadcast, right? All the people on here, I'm connecting with you personally. When you join up for my list, so we can send you all sorts of cool stuff. I can email you when I want to help you. When we got my 6,000 member Facebook group, you want to have your own media that you create, not going to, you know, the cleaning company, business owner, coaching store to pay for leads, right? A, it doesn't exist. If it did, they'd make all the money. So we want to make sure that we are in charge of our media and how we connect and our systems to attract customers. It is not a system to just put your crap out on. I have a Facebook page. I have a website. A lot of people like, here's the different media I've either given money to, or even worse, it's free, which is fine. I don't care about free, but free typically means it doesn't work. We want to make sure. Peter's like, that's true. That's why I'm here. All right. Love the coachability, Peter. Big fat virtual hug, dude. That's awesome. A lot of people get all huffy. Blah, 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 blah. I love Peter's like, no, that's good sense. I appreciate it. Tracy says, I'm literally cleaning while I'm listening to you guys. I love that you're listening while you're cleaning, Tracy, but you know, I have to yell at you for cleaning. We're only making $20 an hour cleaning. Doing what we're doing now, figuring out how to attract clients is the big bucks. Josu, not sure how to say it. It says, can you touch on SEO, social AdWords, et cetera? I have a campaign running, but I'm kind of lost. All right. So again, same thing. You guys keep moving to media sources, not how we're doing it. So SEO is just search engine optimization. It just is giving Google, you're doing your best to tell Google, I am authoritative. I know if someone's searching for how to hire a cleaning company in my area, or what's the best cleaning company in my area, you should send them to my page as opposed to my competitor's page. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we don't have a funnel to really get them engaged and really turn them from someone that's on our page to a customer, it doesn't matter if we get all that traffic. So SEO is great, but it's got to be part of a larger picture. Who is your customer? What is their pain and how can we solve it, right? You guys are my target customer. Your pain is you can't get customers. How do I solve it? I'm going to do my best to give you lots of free information here. And some of you guys that are super committed are going to be like, oh, let me reach out and see if I can have Mike help me on a deeper level, right? So I'm helping you solve your pain by solving your pain. What that might look like in your life is doing a free cleaning or a free upgrade of a cleaning or some sort of a, hey, let me show you what it's like to have in your life to get going. But I've got my biggest clients going to their site and giving them my brochure. I got my biggest clients going to their site. I'm not sure what the heck that means. So, same with social, same with AdWords. These are all media sources. They are not going to work unless you are clear on who your customer is, what their pain is, and you are able to communicate a message that's compelling to them and then giving them an easy next step of what to do next. So, hey, Kim Johnson, our Alaskan friend, Peter Gay says SEO is so hard. You know, I'll talk about that for a second, Peter, because it's actually not that hard. I'll tell you how to do that right now. Kim Johnson says, hi from sunny Phoenix. So excited. Kim's one of our millionaire mastermind folks. We're having our event coming up here in Phoenix. I'm so excited to see them. I talked to them yesterday on our call. They were in an airport in Alaska and apparently they just landed safe and sound. Can't wait to see you guys. All right. So Peter says SEO is so hard. You know what? It is hard to do artificial SEO. And this isn't what we're going to talk about, but by golly, the people have spoken and we're going to talk about what you guys want because SEO is a big part of getting customers. It's really not hard. What's hard is trying to trick Google into, I have a bunch of links that say this, or I've got a bunch of, you know, I use the word, you know, cleaning company 100 times, or just all sorts of weird, sometimes black hat stuff to try and trick Google into the fact that you're authoritative. When, and you're like, haha, once they come to my site, I'm going to sell them crap. Well, don't do that. Instead of trying to pay an SEO guy to trick Google into thinking that you're authoritative, just be authoritative, right? So these Facebook Lives that I'm doing, I think we get about 1,000 views per each before we release them to podcast and YouTube and turn them into blogs, which we get thousands more views, right? So when I put all these content on my website, it becomes very authoritative. And if you go to our website right now, growingcleaningcompany.com, guess what you'll see? Here's a hundreds of ways we can help you grow your cleaning company. Not one, hey, give me some money when I go to, or call now for a free estimate. I promise you, go to my website, there is no call now for a free estimate. There's only funnels, and we start here and let me help you at a higher and higher level. So with you guys on your websites, you want to make sure that you are authoritative. You're helping them solve their problem. So on the commercial side, if their problem is getting taken advantage of, having cleaners that aren't insured, people doing a bad job, making them look bad in front of their boss, not being able to build a culture, whatever their problems are, you help them solve that on your website. And once you become a consultant in that space in their mind, then you can start helping them. Obviously, they're going to call you for their help, right? With all this stuff, when you guys are ready to really supercharge your growth of your cleaning business, you're going to go find some stranger. You're going to be like, I know Mike. I've known him for years, right? Even though I don't talk to you. I mean, I get to talk to you personally here, which is fun, but it's a system. So the reality of the situation is, SEO is fine, search engine optimization, but what we really want to do is become an authority on our customers' pain, right? Your pain is to grow. We help you grow. We're an authority in that space. We want you to do the same thing, but I understand what your pain was, right? If I'm like, do you guys want better cleaning supplies? Do you want to know how to clean faster? There's 1,000 things, but I know what you want is you have a goal and a dream to build and be a business owner and have a business that you're proud of and that can give you financial freedom and time freedom. And that's the pain that I help you solve. If I didn't know your pain, I can't help you. So the trick is really, it always goes back to customer pain. All of you guys are always going to try and go with it. What about AdWords? What about Facebook? What about SEO? If we don't understand your customer's pain, none of those matter. Once we do understand your customer's pain, you know how to communicate it and help them solve it effectively, then all of those things can be effective as long as that's where your customer goes. All right, we're going to do one more question. We're going to move on. TJ says, how detailed should your tracking be? Do you want to separate inquiries between yellow, red, and green categories? What about decline quotes? All right, so that is outside of the context of this. I'm going to give you a short answer, but please don't think that this is enough because it's pretty quick. So I like IBS, BS times 2, inquiries, bid, sales by source. And the way that we do that is I track all inquiries. Doesn't matter if they're red, yellow, green, customers I want or don't want. I track all recurring bids, right? As long as we're in a recurring business, which I would encourage you to be, right? If you just do carpet cleaning or power washing or one-time services, obviously you have to track all bids. But if you're in recurring janitorial, recurring residential, I'm going to track all of them. And of course, we track sales. So hopefully, and again, that's a little superficial, but that's the best we can do. All right, let me make sure there's nothing else. Here's another one. I have to spend a bunch of money to attract clients. That is a belief that can get in the way, or I won't spend any money, right? Either one of those can kill you. They're both false. The reality is you don't have to spend a lot of money to get clients. You are going to have to spend either time or money. I don't know of any magic fairies that you can wave your wand and spend no time or no money and get clients. But if you have money to spend, that can save you some time. And if you have lots of time, you don't have to spend as much money, but you're going to need one of them. I would encourage you to be willing to invest both. But depending on your budget and your time availability, you can kind of slide the scale. But a lot of people just go to, I want the cheap one. I want the cheap one. The expensive marketing is the marketing that doesn't work, right? It is, I think we spent $6,000 on Facebook ads last month. We had got a great return, cheapest investment I've ever spent. If I spent $300 on some SEO guy that didn't give me any traffic, that was expensive for me, right? So it's not how much we spend, it's the kind of return that we get. So I'd encourage you to move away from I can't afford advertising to I can't afford advertising, or choose not to afford advertising that doesn't work, but I definitely expect to invest in my company, myself, and all that good stuff. Emma says, I'm here for the UK. So happy when I catch these time difference sucks. We've got some customers at the UK and Australia and New Zealand, kind of in that part of the world that it is always tough to connect. But I love the folks that do show up at weird times. That just shows that they are super committed. All right. So the flip side of I'm not willing or able to invest in my company, I have to do everything for free, is there's two sides. I can't spend money on my company, so I can't grow. Not the truth. You have to have time or money. The flip side is I'm never going to spend any money on my time, on my business. Not ideal, right? We really want to look at are we getting a return on our investment? Whether it's professional development for yourself, professional development for your team, advertising, marketing, if it works, you get a return on that investment, it's well spent. If you don't get a return on the investment, it's poorly spent. Oh, Maria's not in the bath. That's always nice. Maria says, you think website is important? Great question. It really depends who your customer is, what their pain is, and where they go to solve it. If your website is helping them solve their pain, right? This broadcast that we're doing now is going to go onto our website. Hopefully it's helping a lot of you guys get value to your world. So then I would send people to this video, which happens to be on my website. And if you get value and I'm going to give you a method to take the next step in a second, then yeah, that would be great. If there's nothing of value to you on my website, just says call now for a free estimate, which a lot of you guys do, then it's no good. So yes, the website can be an imperfect, a powerful tool, but you got to use it right. Just having a website up is going to do you no good. You've got to actually be able to bring value to the world. All right. I'm going to finish up with what we can do. Anything you want to add, Natalie, before we wrap this thing up?
No, I think you said it pretty beautifully. I think just the one little thing that you touched on that was really, really good that I think you kind of glossed over was with SEO, with Google Ads, with Facebook ads, everything that you bring people into, if you bring them just to a website and your website's like, here's just our contact information, have at it. Those people just bounce and disappear. You've spent all those that time, that money, those resources and energy, especially if you're doing SEO, which requires you creating content and actually doing stuff, for them to just disappear into the ether. Like you said, it's really, really crucial that they have them to do one thing, right? Like just that have them fill out this form or download this thing or call us right now or whatever it is, but be very, very clear because people have 16 tabs open. They're not paying attention to what they're doing. And you just spent this tremendous amount of time, money, and energy getting them there. And if you don't tell them exactly what to do and make it super clear and easy, they're just going to move right on.
That's a great point. If you're writing stuff down, that's a writer downer. We try to do too many things with one media, right? Hey, on our website, for example, call now or send us an email or join our Facebook group or sign up for our free newsletter or catch us on Instagram or people get overwhelmed. You really want to pick exactly what it is you want them to do and reverse engineer from that. All right. If you would like me. So again, remember, just to sum up, when you get this right, every other problem you have just about can be solved. Remember, if you have a problem in business or in life and that problem requires money and you have money, you do not have any problems. So when you are able to get customers at will, clients on demand, you're able to scale, you're able to repeat it, you know exactly where your customers come from, exactly what they cost, how to scale them up and down. You have the keys to the kingdom in your world. The good thing is most of your competitors think what they do is they're in the cleaning business. You are not in the cleaning business. You are in a client attraction business for your cleaning company. That's how franchises make so much money. They take 20%. To do the client attraction and give you 80% to do all the work. Well, the work is what costs a lot. So you want to make sure that you move from the cleaning business, which is low pay and low wages and low margin, to the client attraction business, which is high wages. And it's a heck of a lot more fun. You can serve at a much higher level. So if you get this right, you really have the keys to the kingdom for growth. If you don't, you are going to have a problem growing and scaling. So if this is something you would like my help with, right? This is a perfect example of me talking about, instead of just telling you to do it, I'm demonstrating exactly how we do it. I get on here, I try and solve a problem that I know you have, which is getting clients. And then for those that are like, oh my gosh, I need more help. I want to do this at a deeper level. I'm ready to get serious about this. We give an offer to go forward. And that offer is not, hey, we got someone from Winslow. I don't think we ever, that's actually Wilmslow. I thought Winslow, Arizona. She's in Wilmslow, UK. So I totally missed it all over. TJ says, pick a niche that you'd like to serve, discover the pain, work towards solving it. Nailed it. TJ, you crushed it. All right. So everyone that is on this thing is like, I need help. I love what this is. I want to take it to the next level. I'm ready to grow. I am happy to jump on a call with you. As of now, I don't know how long it's going to last. I am the only one doing these calls. There are limited available because it's just me personally, and I can only do two or three or four a day, depending on the day. If you would like to grab a spot and have me look at where your company's at, where you want to be, and help you come up with a an idea, outline to get there, a plan to get there, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And I'm happy to walk this through with you personally and figure out a way to make that work. If it works out that I'm the best solution, I think I can help you. I'll absolutely tell you what that looks like. If not, I'll still try and help you come up with a solution. Either way, you may apply for a time for me to walk through all this fun stuff with you. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Loved as always hanging out with you. Great interaction with everybody today. Enjoyed hanging out, answering your questions, and we'll see you on Thursday. Have a great day. See you. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.